So while Ella's watching television, which has this big red character with a little tiny purple character hanging off its back. Sounds like like one of my old jobs, actually. So I've just come off the phone to Ben. Ben from IHateMornings.com. Great domain name, by the way. He's got a big gig tomorrow night over in Oxford at the North Face. Starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are £5 for children, £10 for adults. And we'll be live streaming from the event as long as the IT department holds up. And if you don't know Ben, Ben did the unofficial Twitter song, "You're No One If You're Not on Twitter." If you've not seen it, it's on YouTube. Do a search for it. It's very cool. It's a very talented guy. And I'm looking forward to heading over to Oxford at lunchtime tomorrow. We've just had a quick chat over the phone. His responder integration should be done by tomorrow, which is bigbensgig.responder.com, I think it is. And yeah, that's about it. We've got to try and find out if we can unlock some ports so that BAMUSER works, because that doesn't seem to work through the firewall, but Ustream does because Ben tested it the other day. But I'm pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm staying over the night, and I'll be driving off relatively early to get over to Heathrow to pick Dimitri up, because he's flying in from Russia. He would have been in Friday, but it's bank holiday in Russia tomorrow. So I'm picking him up on Saturday morning instead. And back here, chill out for the weekend. Back to work on Monday. And then he's going back, I think, around the 22nd. So we've got 21 odd days to get the API and various bugs and stuff hammered out and push a first version. And that should give me enough time over the next 7 to 10 days to knock up the themes for the other projects and just get them off the ground, you know, just get them running. I think the reason why I've never got them running before is because I didn't really have a clarity as to where all of this was going to. Now I'm starting to realise that the thing that keeps on coming into my mind all the time is small content producer. And that is what I think I'm good at, is empowering the small content producer to do what they're good at, do what they're passionate at. Actually let them engage with, you know, their either their music or their skill or their art, and make the technology side as transparent as possible. And obviously the leading up to when Responder launches, making themes, custom themes, what people want, because, you know, Ning sites don't cut it. There might be various things that you want that somebody else wouldn't want. It's that level of customization I think people want. I don't think there's one service fits all, unfortunately. And the proof of that is, you know, things like Twitter. You get one Twitter app that does X amount of stuff and another one does, you know, another X amount of stuff, but they don't meet in the middle. And so people are, you know, new users especially, are bamboozled by the sheer amount of, you know, why is there 20 clients? Why isn't there just one client? Maybe two clients, maybe one competes. And I think the real problem that we've got as an entry point into computers and using these tools is if we confuse new users as to, you know, all these different buzzwords and services and types, and don't make them transparent, then it can put them off. It can be confusing. So I don't know where that rattle came from, but it's there. It's put on Audioboo. It's televised. It's out there. Small content tools. That's what Focus is. Ammo boxes. Bandwidth in a box. Responder for aggregating, transcoding, and distribution from the person who creates the media. Yes, I am incredibly focused and on point. Right, well, I'm going to downtime now until tomorrow. Probably do a late night boo about 10 o'clock. My mum's coming over in any time now with a nice bottle of wine that we're going to consume over some nice toasted bagels and salmon and whatever. Actually, I'm not that hungry. I've just had a plateful of pasta, so what am I all about? I think that's my mum now. Hang on a sec. Let's just check. No, I'm hearing things. That's weird. Thought I heard somebody knocking at the door, dear. Wasn't Nanny at all. Right, see you all later, guys.